Chapter 1. Venice and Belmont. Antonio was one of the richest merchants in Venice and one of its most respected citizens. He owned several ships, which he sent on trading voyages around the world. One day, Antonio was walking in the city with his friends Salerio and Solanio. "I don't know why it is," Antonio told his friends, "but I'm sad."
"That's because you're worried," Salerio said.
"I'd be worried too if I had as many ships out at sea as you do."
"That's right,"
Solanio agreed.
"I wouldn't be able to think about anything except the risks to my ships. I'd spend my whole time looking at maps and thinking about my ships."
"That's right,"
added Salerio.
"Every time I blew on my soup to cool it, I'd remember the danger of the wind to ships. Every time I looked at the sand in an hourglass, I'd remember the risk of the ships landing on the sandy shore. Every time I went to church, the great mass of the building would remind me of the danger of rocks to ships. That's what's worrying you, Antonio. You're worried about your ships and the dangers facing them."
Antonio shook his head.
"That's not it," he replied. "It's true that I've got a lot of ships at sea, but it's not that that's making me sad. I don't know what it is, but it's not that."
"If it isn't that,"
Salerio joked,
"then you must be in love, my friend."
"Love,"
Antonio laughed as well. Just then, three more of Antonio's friends arrived.
"Here comes Bassanio, your closest friend."